I know that folks think that I don't want to call him black, or do I call him African American? Do I say he's colored? This whole blackface issue that's come up. People think that we don't talk about it, that means that we are no longer racist, that it's not a problem. The problem is that when we don't talk about it, that's what's disrespectful. That's saying that my opinion, my position, my experience doesn't matter. You respect me, you ask me what do I think. And then we can have an engagement about it. We need to talk about racism and race, because racism is real. Race is an invented concept. We're not different. You and I, my skin is different than yours. My skin color is different than yours. But inside, we are more alike than we are different, far more alike than we are different. And so it's a matter of getting past that initial reaction that you're a different race. And so I'm going to be racist towards you. But if I can see that in you is something joyful that means something to me, then that works. So when I drum with people, it's to help them see the joy in your eyes. I have people look each other in the eye, and that opens the way for connection because they've shared a moment of joy. And if they can look at each other and smile, and see the joy in each other's eyes, then I think that they will no longer be afraid of each other. I think we don't see joy. I think we see only the exterior. You know, you're dressed in black, I'm dressed in purple. We can't be connected. You know, your skin is white, my skin is dark, black. There's bound to be some disagreement. But if I can see you smile, if I look at your lips and I say, oh, there's a smile, there's a twinkle in his eye, I'm less afraid. He's not gonna kill me. We can be buddies.
When you smile, what happens is that you release chemicals in your brain and in your heart and throughout your body, and it helps people feel that you're friendly, that you're not going to hurt them, that you're going to respect them, and that you may in fact love them, or at least you're not going to eat them, you're not going to harm them. I like to offer people the opportunity to smile. If I smile at you, generally speaking, you'll smile back at me. I didn't know this my whole life. I was maybe 21 or 22 years old. I would always have people smile at me as I walked up and down the street. And I never knew why. And I thought, okay, you're smiling, I'll smile too. And I would smile even bigger, and then they would say hi, and I would say hi. And I thought, okay, why are you smiling at me? Why are you saying hi to me? But it happens everywhere, everywhere I go. In rural areas, urban areas, you know, deep in the city, all across the world, even in China it would happen. But when I was in my early 20s, I asked a friend once, why is it that people smile at me all the time? And I don't know why they're smiling at me. And they said, oh, it's because you're always smiling.